Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Six Pack, sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. And we did the offense early. I keep doing that. It's time for a six pack of defensive observations. About way, Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I don't know that Jason agrees with me, but I thought Roquan Smith played good football last night. And so to me, that's him stacking performances from last week. This was not the bad Roquan. He's not what he was 2 years ago, but I thought he was a good football player last night. Just missed an interception last night. I thought he played well.
Just missed an interception.
He did. Hit him in the hands because he read it.
A bunch of balls that he was targeted on that he did nothing to intercede. Yeah. My six is, hey, hat tip to Mike McDaniel for all of his assistance with this win. He helped this defense out quite a bit, from not going for the fourth downs early to the false start on the fourth and one late to calling run plays at the end of the first half down 14-6 with just one timeout.
False start was early also. False start was early also. The false start was in the first half.
Fourth and one.
Yeah, but you said it was late. It was in the first half.
I must admit, late in the first half, I mean, the second half play call. They're down 28-6. He's still running the ball.
He's a lunatic.
It's absolutely nuts. Your field goal kicker sucks.
Yes.
The Ravens defense has been bad. Let's keep trying chip shot field goals. He's a buffoon. And him and a call from the refs on a trip that really was kind of crazy went a long way to making this still a Ravens lead at the half. So he and his incompetence definitely played a role in propping this defense up.
And he's rewarded by getting the job for the rest of the year, Jason.
Well, I think he would have looked at the reward being set me free.
Number five.
They played the hits, and not in a good way. And one of the deficiencies I'm going to put higher than the other, but here I'm just going to clump together: can't defend seam routes, middle of the field open for crossers, and my God, don't they have they've got no pass rush. Mm-mm. Like, that part of sort of defending the pass is just sort of a disaster. These no-name tight ends were wide open and available and made plays. There were continued gaps between Starks and Roquan or Hamilton and Roquan. They'll send people down seam routes, little guys, big guys. It doesn't matter. You can find joy no matter what you do. This quarterback can't throw the ball downfield. But again, in the first half, still helped them usher in. Could have easily been 250 total yards. Like, that stuff just, it is what it is.
I will give, they don't have pass rush, and they only got two sacks plus intentional grounding for the second game in a row, which is essentially a sack. But I did feel like they they made it uncomfortable for Tua. And most of that was Kyle Hamilton coming in from either gaps or off the edge. It had to be done with blitzes. But Tua did not seem comfortable.
Tua stinks, but I don't know if he was uncomfortable.
Number four.
While the game was in doubt, Devon Achane was having his way with the Baltimore Ravens, and it could have been worse. He did have by the way, I wasn't the only one, I don't think, but when Harps challenged that throw on the sideline,
yeah,
the only angle Amazon gave us didn't show me anything. No. And I'm like, what the hell is he doing? And they come back from break, and it's like, well, you could see now. Oh, that would have been good. You could have showed
us
that.
If he had not won that challenge, Twitter was going to destroy him.
So they did win that, but Achane had 10 targets. And caught 6 balls for 39 yards. He also had 14 carries for 67 yards. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I got that a little higher. 4 is a hat tip for Kyle Hamilton. He's got to be the face of this thing as it comes out of the abyss. And he was. I don't know that I'm ready to put him in Canton, Ohio, like Kirk Herbstreit. But it was a heck of a performance. He is that long-limbed, menacing impact around the line of scrimmage. And especially against a noodle-armed short quarterback, lefty like Tua, it's gonna create some problems, and it certainly did create some problems.
I'll go with Jason having Hamilton, but I would assume it's higher for you, Ken. And yeah, the middle of the field is still a big issue for this defense.
We are doing the 6-pack of defensive observations, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number 3,
run defense is a joke. Look, they could have thrown it 15 times to Achane. I would have. They could run it inside. They could run it inside and bust it outside. Anything off tackle was problematic. They got away from it because the game got away from them. And early in the second half, it's 28-6. But I have major – I'm going to put this continued problem above the 3 in the pass game I had clustered lower, because I think – this is even more acute, and this is more problematic, because teams get up on you and they do get the volume in the run game. That's a hell of a way to have your soul sucked out of your body.
It wasn't pretty, but at 3, and that's why it's not higher. They only give up 6 points. And in the last 3 weeks, they've given up 39 points. And I will remind you, week 1 in Buffalo, they gave up 41. Week 3 at home against the Lions, they gave up 38. In Kansas City, they gave up 37. So 39 in 3 weeks, yes, there are a lot of circumstances as to why. But we talked a lot last week about if they can be just average, they've got a shot to go on a run. They're looking at least average of late.
Number 2.
2 is Kyle Hamilton. He's just everywhere. I don't know what about a gold jacket at this early in his career, but man, he is everything that Roquan Smith was supposed to be. He's the force multiplier. He's the guy making it happen, and he was awesome last night.
My 2 is takeaways are back. That's becoming a little bit contagious now. You can look at a couple of weeks where guys are hunting the football. You're seeing a little bit of some derivation of the peanut punch or the fruit punch. Gilman getting in there and chicken winging an arm open. Malachi Starks gets on the board for the first time. Yeah, I mean, some of this was in garbage time, but it changes their attitude. It brings a level of confidence. It makes them feel like it's part of becoming a part of their identity as a defense. And I think that, look, people are going to be able to get their yards on them. So you're going to need these type of splash performances. And especially the early fumble was huge, because the offense was not doing anything at that point in time. And if you didn't get field position like that, it could have been 6-6 at the half, or 7-6 or whatever. If the Miami kicker was any good, you could see a scenario where it was 9-7 Miami at the half.
Number 1.
Hey, Ben, but don't break. You can give it up between the 20s if your red zone defense is starting to look legit. Again, is some of this a hat tip to Tua and McDaniel? Sure. But points are all that matter. I don't mean yards. I don't care about yards at the end of the day if they're getting field goals and not touchdowns. And this is now 3 straight games where you've held teams to 17 or less, and it's way more field goals than touchdowns. And offensive touchdowns allowed, for me, is a pretty good metric that indicates whether you're a real playoff team with a chance to win multiple games or whether you're not. And they got to stop giving up as many offensive touchdowns as they were giving up. And now we got a 3-game sample size That's in a much better direction than, oh, I don't know, the 44 points that Houston got.
Turnovers, baby. They got three of them. And now they're streaking, getting turnover. Like, there was a point in time where I was like, are they ever going to get a turnover again? And now I think they've got turnovers in three straight games. So kudos. They're getting the ball from the other team.
Oh, another sweep. Fridays are becoming Sweepville, or Mondays.
The red zone defense, that's something I'm going to continue to monitor from that Rams game moving forward, because if they can carve that out into a strength, that's enormous, because this offense, now that it's healthy, it's going to put up points. And defensively, if you want to give up 400 yards, but you hold the three.
Every week, tell the offensive coordinator and the other team to isolate on one side the running back on Hamilton, not Dulcich or the Tanner Connor, the big tight end. No, let's iso that.
But the three games, and the Bears heading into Sunday was top 10 scoring offense. We know what the Rams offense is.
Yeah.
3 for 11 in red zone conversion rate.
Coming up next, we have a huge football game on Sunday. It's the annual Chiefs-Bills game. We'll hear from Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, they don't like us. I mean, that's pretty – they do not like the Chiefs. But, I mean, it is a cool environment. I love playing in, like, historic stadiums. And that stadium has had so many great players play in it. And who knows, it might be the last time that we get the opportunity to play there. It'll be a great challenge for us, and they're loud, and that's what you want. You want to go in and be in a hostile environment. That's what football, when you watch on TV as a kid growing up, is the environments you want to play in. And so obviously they're not rooting for us, but you get to bond together as a team and get to go into a historic stadium and play in a great environment.
It is the last year of Highmark Stadium as the Bills move into a new place next year. The Chiefs at the Bills, 5-3. Chiefs 5-2. Bills. Chiefs favored by 1.5 in Buffalo. Jason, you and I have had discussion. The Chiefs look like the best team in football again.
Yeah.
The Bills have some defensive issues. How does this one shape up?
It's an interesting game. I do wonder if it becomes not quite as hyperkinetic and pinball football as we're accustomed to when these teams play each other. But if you look at the meetings between between these quarterbacks, they both produce right around 27 points per game when they meet in the regular season.
What's interesting about the split, Jason, is Bills are 4-1. Josh Allen 4-1 against Mahomes in the regular season.
Right, and the playoffs, it flips.
Yeah, the Chiefs are 4-0.
I still think that the Buffalo Bills are not nearly as complete of a football team as the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Bills have issues at every level of their defense, and I'll believe it's fixed when I see it. Oliver banged up, Milano banged up. Not a great pass rush by any stretch. They're looking at safeties off the street again. I just don't buy their spine. And Mahomes is back in peak form. I think it's a lot of Allen running. I think it's a lot of Cook running. Josh Allen's the worst rated quarterback in the NFL on throws that travel over 20 yards or more in the air.
Wow.
Like, he's worse than Cam Ward. Like, they need a receiver. They need a pass rusher. They need a run stuffer. Like, if you're telling me the Buffalo Bills are competing for a Super Bowl, I'm telling you they're checking those boxes. I don't know that they're going to check all those boxes by Tuesday. You know, Pacheco injury. Okay. Like, they have Hunt. They've got the kid Smith. And I think they can throw the ball on the Bills. I don't think they're going to fear going in there, loud or not. And worried about, even with some of the Chiefs' offensive line personnel issues, I think they can throw it on the Chiefs. Well, I mean, on the Bills.
How much do you think they lean into the ground game, though? Because we know Buffalo, they give up 5.5
no
yards
Pacheco
per carry.
No Pacheco in this one.
31st rush defense.
I think they throw to get a lead because I don't think Buffalo can beat them throwing the football. So I think they want to take that away, and I think they come up maybe up-tempo. I mean, no Pacheco, maybe they lean to Smith even more, and everything is a pass. Like, don't look now. Mahomes has 17 passing touchdowns. Yeah. Like, he's tied for first. And this is not last year.
No,
he was leading the league. This time last year, he was leading the league in interceptions, and they couldn't throw a touchdown pass to save their life. Like, this isn't that. And at the end of the day, we've talked to Bobby DePaul. We've talked to Mike Lombardi. We've talked to Baldy. We've talked to a lot of people over the years who either worked for Andy Reid or know Andy Reid. He wants to throw the ball.
Yep.
Like, and I think he's throwing the ball damn well, and he still hasn't uncorked the deep ball, but I think that's coming. I don't know, man. Like, I think they're going to throw, and if they can get a lead and force Buffalo to throw, that's going to work in their favor.
Here's an interesting stat for you. Josh Allen has 12 touchdown passes. Lamar Jackson is 14. Yeah. Lamar Jackson missed 3.5 games.
They don't have a passing game. Yeah. Like, that's why I
and here's the other scary
nobody
part.
Nobody makes plays, except for the Ravens game. Nobody makes plays for them.
No.
In the middle of the field, downfield, on the sidelines, down the field, it's just not there.
Keon Coleman hadn't done a damn thing since week one. The other thing is, if they lose this game, they fall to 5-3. If the Patriots beat the Falcons at home, they're now 7-2 with the current tiebreaker.
Yes.
So they're up, essentially up 3 games. That becomes dire all of a sudden.
Yeah, and that second game is in New England because they won in Buffalo already.
Yeah, it's obviously a bigger game for the Bills than the Chiefs.
Definitely.
It's a home game for them. They've routinely been putting up 30 on everybody at home. But I think the Chiefs win, and I think the Chiefs hang 30 on them.
How aggressive do you think both of those teams, Buffalo and Kansas City, are? Well, I'm saying ahead of the trade deadline.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, those are teams that have been trying, among those two, Philadelphia, they've been trying to get Trey Henderson since before Trey Henderson did his latest 1 year.
He's hurt. He's hurt again.
Yeah, but he'll be. Don't worry. He'll be all right. He'll be all right in a week.
It's like Parsons with this situation.
Yes, I think both very aggressive. I mean, Buffalo needs a run stuffer. Buffalo's like the Ravens. I mean, to me, they need two guys who are going to feature heavily in their rotation up front, one on the edge and one interior. I'm not saying they got to play every single down, or but like they need to upgrade the depth and quality of their D line. And, you know, I don't know. Miami will trade a few. Dallas is open for business.
Jets?
The Jets, the price is... I just think the Jets is trying to squeeze too much.
Saints?
Yeah, I don't know how good their D-line is. I mean, they're okay against the... Yeah, look. Both will be active. Both will be active.
Coming up next, Ravens. They were active.
Howie might beat them all, though.
Yeah.
Howie might get all the players.
He's very aggressive. He's very aggressive.
Dealer and dealer.
Ravens beat the Dolphins last night, 28-6. Harbs, after the game, what did he have to say? We'll hear from the head coach next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I said, it's been a long journey, man. It's been a hard road, you know, and not just the 30 days, but even before that, you know, and I'm proud of him. I'm proud of the way he came out and played, you know, and proud of the way Tyler played last week. Both those two guys played well. I think T. Martin deserves a lot of credit. You know, he did a great job with those guys and Monk and the offensive coaches. I thought the game plan, I thought what we've done with the offense the last 2 weeks has been really, really, really good, really, really excellent.
So that's Sean Harbaugh. Yeah, he's
not going to verbally punch Monk in the face anymore.
I like that he called him Monk. Everybody's on board. We've been calling him Monk since the beginning. But that's Harbs talking.
I don't know that we're the first people.
We were first. I'm calling it. Proud of Lamar, but the whole team after last night's win. Well, we'll get to the defense in a minute, but the offense.
Look, they had to win that game one way or another. And the first half, it looked like it might be one of those one way or another. And it ended up being a pull away game because of Lamar. I mean, the defense was to me along for the ride. Lamar changed the tenor of that game when he comes out of the locker room in the second half and they start pushing the ball down the field and doing what they want to do. And he makes get the one explosive with his legs and he put the game out of reach.
That's exactly it. Where the Ravens led at half 14-6. The offense had four first downs. They weren't in the lead because of the offense. The defense was opportunistic, getting them short fields. But making the adjustments at half, and you come out, go a late 11 plays, 68 yards, take up nearly 7 minutes. Dolphins go three and out. Then Ravens four plays, 60 yards, touchdown. It's 28-6, and it's game over.
Okay, Harbs, you just talked about the offense. What about the defense?
Great. I mean, just, you know, all the things that you talked about. We talked about the ball assaults, we call it. We hadn't had enough of them. We've been trying, but we couldn't get the ball. And to get the three today, first time I think we've gotten multiple turnovers probably in a game, that was really big. And to see the way we did it, I mean, we had two guys that caused fumbles and recovered the fumbles. And then to throw the ball deep down the field, Malachi to make that play deep, that's why we drafted him, you know, because that's what he does. And for him to make that play was really – way to close the game out for sure.
Ball assaults.
There you go.
Ball assaults. I think my brother had a ball assault. He had to go get surgery for that. But
ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not good. Not it's good, not Bone. Good. Not good.
You don't want ball
assault.
Or you don't want salty balls.
No.
I don't think.
No.
Probably not.
No, it depends. Like cheese balls, they're good.
Yeah.
You don't like them?
They're fine.
Are they salty?
It's like a salty, cheesy thing. Yeah, they're definitely salty.
Like cheese, like
the cheese doodles. Yeah, they're salty.
Yeah, the cheese puffs. It's the same thing, only in puff form.
Yeah, balls, poofs. Yeah. They're all
same family.
Part of the cheese
I call
family.
Them all cheesy poofs. Yeah. Even the balls, I call cheesy poofs.
Cheetos are the harder version.
Yeah,
Cheetos to me are not quite. I don't. That's they're not the
crispier.
Same thing as a cheesy poof.
It is a crispy,
but it's. Yeah. I think it's the same. It's kind of the same stuff.
It's kind of like a thin and crispy fry.
Yeah, it's harder though.
I like the balls, but I still call them poofs.
Yes. More from Harbs.
I don't like how get on my hand. Get caked on.
Well,
my
same
hand.
Thing with the Cheetos.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. There's a good joke about that. But Beltway Ben, let's hear Harbs on their second half play.
Yeah, I think we just didn't get backed up. You know, we were backed up a little bit on the chains a couple times. We got backed up in field position once or twice between the second quarter and the third quarter. Lamar had the big scramble that got us out of trouble there, I think, on the first drive, I think it was. And that was probably the key play of the whole game, probably. You know, because if not, you're back and you're kind of in that second quarter mode still. And that's what Lamar can do, and that's what he did. Lamar had a great game. I mean, four touchdown passes.
Yeah, he did, and they played really well in the second half, and that drive to start the second half where Lamar gets that
game
first
changer.
Down. Yeah. Sustained drive.
Yeah, and I think we'll see more of Lamar's legs moving forward, how much we see of it in terms of design runs, things that are involving, you know, by design, the mesh point. I think we'll see more. I think we're going to have to see more.
Yes.
Well, it's something that we've seen pretty much every year with Lamar Jackson.
When we get to crunch time. And crunch time's now.
Well, it's crunch time. Yeah.
Crunch time is yesterday.
As the season goes on, Lamar Jackson runs more.
Hey, this I want to hear. John Harbaugh talks about playing well against a well-coached Dolphins team.
I want you to know, that's a good football team. They're very well coached, both sides of the ball. I thought we've had a great game plan.
Yeah.
And I thought Mike had a great game plan. I mean, these guys are hard to defend. They do some really tough things. They do some things that really challenge your defense, challenge your eyes, put you in tough spots. The angles are really tough. The timing is tough, and they're really well coached. I mean, they do a great job. So for our defense to hang in there, to make plays and get off the field when they had to, especially in the red zone, was really important.
So a little bit of coach speak there. Not going to throw salt on the wound, but. Pretty clear the fans, that the Dolphins fans in that stadium were not thrilled with the coaching.
Can anyone believe how many Dolphins fans brought in paper bags? There were so many paper bags. Was it a giveaway?
That coach is a joke. I'm sorry. He's not an NFL head coach, and he's not trying to be an NFL coach. He's trying to get an NFL paycheck and stay at home, be a stay-at-home dad.
You can't wear capris and be bad.
No.
Yes, you can.
One or the other.
No, you wear capris, you are bad.
That's true.
John Harbaugh, how about cut 36, Beltway Ben, the performance of the tight ends?
I think that's a great point, Jonas. I mean, to see those guys come alive, and he knew they were there, just a matter of getting them the ball. And we were able to get them the ball and play action a number of times behind the linebackers, which was big for us. All three of those guys, you know. And Charlie at the end, and then Isaiah had the big third down conversion. So, you know, that. We want to be able to spread it around and go to everybody, and you know, I think that's what we want to be.
You knew once he, like, great point. You knew that was going to be followed with IA Hall of Famer Jonas making a great point to Harbs. The tight ends, it was a tight end breakout game. We talked a lot this week, the fact that the tight ends have been doing nothing for this football team this year.
Needed it, had to have it. And yeah, I mean, Andrews, Kohler getting in the end zone. It was kind of a busted play and a boot, but that's where we see likely in scramble drills, knowing where the quarterback's eyes are going to go, getting downfield, big 35-yarder. There's a big play for Wannabed, I can tell you
that.
Yeah. Nice. I still like to see more likely within sort of the construct of the primary design.
It's coming.
Of certain plays and of the offense. But yeah, tight ends carried the day.
That 35-yard catch and run was a huge play. And Lamar getting out of a should-have-been sack
Phillips
from
Adam
Phillips, it was massive. And likely had 26 yards prior to that catch, 35 on that one play.
I just want to tell, I think it deserves another mention before we get out of here. And it wasn't a pass to a tight end. And we talked about the rust that Lamar had in the first half. The throw to Zay Flowers. Between two dudes, just an absolute seed. That's Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Like there aren't. Don't tell me Tua can make that throw.
No,
like
stop.
Yeah, like that's exactly where that throw needs to be.
He is the reason why people weren't willing to write this team off at 1-5. He's the reason why. If you don't have one of him, everybody's writing you off. And you know what? If you don't have one of him, you are trading people off.
Yes. And now they're 3-5, and the division stinks, and all of a sudden, they're by far the betting favorite.
Yes.
They're -150 to win the division. So for people that don't bet, Jason, that's significant, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're paying $1.50 to get a buck back, yeah.
And they're 3-5.
They're 3-5.
We'll come back, get the text of the day, and then let you go, get you ready for Halloween. 6 o'clock, Infinity Sports Radio, or is it Boomer and Valente?
Boomer and Valente.
That's a Halloween
People
treat.
People demanded it.
At 6 here on The Fan. Happy Halloween, everybody. You guys doing anything for Halloween? Anything at all?
Working. Watching games, handicapping games, doing a midnight wannabet.
Midnight.
Gotta get a jump on Saturday. Oh, it's Wednesday. It's Wendy's Sunday. Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah, it's a big day tomorrow. Ben Hall going to be at the Eldersburg Wendy's. It's on Liberty Road, correct? About way, Ben.
Yes, Liberty Road, 1702 Liberty Road.
Yeah, Cash Cube. Beltway Ben.
Wendy's for a year. Like first 10 people.
Beltway Ben's literally feeding families.
Could see a wannabet hoodie out in the wild.
Wow.
Don't see those out very often. Not very many of those in existence.
Ben,
it's like a rare bird.
What's your excitement level right now as we're hours away from Wendy's?
I don't do it anymore. I'm always listening to podcasts.
Can't stop thinking about it, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight.
Wow. It's a big one.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard for me to sleep because it's going to be a little cold.
And you got
to
warn up. About it at midnight.
Yeah, then I'm going straight to that Wendy's and sleeping outside of it.
Should have sent Lauren there like I did with Margie.
You gave up on the bird watching?
No, I'm always listening to, pretty much always listening to some sort of gambling-related podcast. Or texting people or calling people while I'm walking the dogs. I'm always multitasking. So that's when I was doing most of the... Plus, it's getting dark early now.
Yeah.
Like we're running out of time.
Clocks change.
Yeah.
When's that coming up? Is that this weekend? No.
No, it's coming up.
Is it
this weekend?
I'm pretty sure it's Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So is that when we lose an hour or are we gaining an hour? I don't know.
I'm surprised we didn't have a goofy promo.
that's an upset.
Yeah, daylight savings is Sunday.
It's not too late, Bo.
Yeah. Yeah. Beltway Ben, let's get the text today.
Check 1-2. Check.
Boomer and Valente, I think, have one.
Best of the day. Best of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text of the day comes from Brian in Baltimore. It says, Ravens still have a legitimate shot to win the division and need to add 2 to 3 pieces ahead of Tuesday. Would like to see EDC go all in as you only have so many years of Lamar's prime left.
I think they the first part I completely agree with. This division stinks. They have a legitimate shot to win this division. I don't see teams making 4 trades.
Oh, and if it could happen.
I
don't know about 4, but 2 or 3 could happen.
But like they've already made 1, so if they make 3, that's 4.
Okay.
I'm also skeptical if EDC is going to give up premium capital.
I don't think he's getting Bradley Chubb or somebody like that, but there's things you could do.
I don't think he's giving up a day 2 pick.
I could be wrong. But if you can get a guy who you have more than just this year,
sure, absolutely.
Then I'm thinking about a day two pick. But other than that, like, go get Kevin Zeitler for a six.
Yeah,
like,
it's,
you know,
nothing. Improve your interior. Won't be much.
Yeah, like,
I can't stop thinking about what that promo would sound like. It's got to start with "Time" from Pink Floyd, right? And then, like, time of the season. And then, like, something about and a grandfather, like, clock.
By the way, "Time," the beginning of the Bengals song. Time.
That's what
time.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
Look what's become of me.
Yeah, that was a cover.
It was
and
a
then
cover,
I'm thinking,
yeah.
like... Yeah, and then don't forget to set your clocks back.
Yeah,
with 105.7 the Fan.
Yes, yeah. Oh, you got the Hootie and the Blowfish had that song "Time." Yeah, you could. There's a bunch of them.
As soon as he said it, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he ain't playing Hootie.
He
Blowfish.
Might have a point.
Yeah.
Play the hits.
Yeah,
40-year-old rock.
I like Hootie. "Time in a Bottle."
Maybe a little 2 minutes to midnight, Iron Maiden.
Yeah,
get that in there. And then close it. Yeah, before it's too late. Make sure you set your clocks back.
Yeah.
105.7 the Fan.
A reminder.
We're clocking them and slocking them.
Wow. A reminder, we are at CFG Arena on Monday. As the Terps open their season, they play Coppin. We'll be broadcasting live.
That's right.
Until 5:30. The game's at 6:30, so pregame starts at 5:30.
Fired up.
That's going to be fun. And also, speaking of Maryland, you can hear their game tomorrow against Indiana. Sold out game.
Beltway Ben, straight from Wendy. Beltway Ben's
got a storm in the field.
He's going to have pockets full of Baconators and Juniors.
Got Frosties leaking out of
singles,
his pants.
Doubles.
Game single.
Yeah. Beltway Ben, I'm looking forward to hearing all about that on Monday. But yeah, any final words?
I want to see a picture of the line.
I'll be in it.
I'm pretty excited.
Go out to what's the time frame so we can tell the people?
9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
9 to 11, Beltway Ben Hall. He'll be there. Cash Cube, Wendy's for a year. Go out and see Beltway Ben. There's already a line out around
Free
the corner.
Bets, betting advice.
They've had to hire police to crowd control because it's crazy for Beltway Ben tomorrow. That is it for us. Boomer and Valente.
Such a clutch back
next.
Or forward, whatever.
I think it's fall back. Followed by World Series Game 6 right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.